Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend some time talking about the Pisgah High School Marching Band, the Black Bear Band. My very special guest on the program is Stephen Paris. He is the band director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being on today. The band had a great season, and so we want to talk a little bit about that. But for those of you who maybe aren't in band families like we are, you know, and we want to probably start with all the preparation, which is just humongous, really, that goes into creating and preparing the shows that you use during competition. So if you want to start and talk a little bit about that.
The process itself probably starts in March of a year. We start talking about, thinking about the theme that we're going to use, you know, what kind of music we're going to use. Folks might not be aware that we have to obtain copyrights for all the music that we mm-hmm. play. We have to spend money on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not inexpensive. It's, you can get up $800-$900 easily. So we go through that process. I start talking to my drill design guy. This is how many people I have. He starts writing the marching band drill. Talk with my color guard guy. He starts talking about, you know, the counts of the music and how many guard people, and we're going to use flags or rifles or whatever. And then after all that work is done, then the real fun starts. About the end of July, the kids start coming in for 2 weeks of band camp. And that is very extensive and very challenging. The kids are here basically 12 hours a day for 2 weeks, learning all their music, where to stand on the field, when to move, all that good stuff.
Yeah, those of you who thought about football 2-a-days, it's akin to that very much.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
And I interrupted you, but go ahead.
No, that's, you know, last couple of years, our first performance has actually been like the football team before school's even started,
mm-hmm.
so we have to have something ready before the kids are even in class. So it's a pretty extensive process before we've even started.
Yeah, very extensive. And if you saw the show this year, just great show, great props. I mean, a ship sailing on the ocean, literally. And you mentioned shows. So we just want to run through real quick your four big competitions. Your first one was at Inca. So talk to us about that.
Inca competition is traditionally the first one in this area for many marching bands. The kids did real well at it. We won first place in the 2A class, first place music in our class, had a great day in percussion, won first place there. We missed being the overall grand champion of the morning by 75 thousandths of a point. So that was a little disconcerting. But
it almost sounds like a tie ball game to me.
I think we were happy to call it a tie.
Yeah.
But North Henderson didn't agree. So.
Yeah. And then you moved on to a competition I've been to before that is really a good competition. It's Daniel Boone High School over in Tennessee.
Yeah, just past Johnson City. Another great day for us there. We won first place in our class again, and pretty much every caption that was available, we kind of cleaned up that day. We had a great day. So the kids were excited about that. It's always good to see your hard work pay off.
Right. That's always an exciting event over there, and you all have done well over there in the past. And then you get to what is arguably, you know, I think you said this while we were preparing to do the podcast, really a national level competition at Western.
Yes, the Tournament of Champions at Western Carolina is an invitation-only event, so you have to be invited in order to come. But there are bands there from all over the Southeast, you know, the Dobbins Bennett Band from over in Kingsport with their 250 members, all the way to, you know, people from Georgia, Atlanta area. So it's a little bit, especially for my group this year, it was a little, at first they were a little overwhelmed. 50% of my kids hadn't marched in band. This was their first year. So
wow.
When we rolled up and saw, you know, Dobbins Bennett's band and Kennesaw Mountain and all these people, the kids were like, oh, okay, I see we're with the big boys now.
Yeah,
so,
I'm exaggerating a little bit, and I want you to keep on talking about Western, but, you know, sometimes two big almost new transfer trucks and other vehicles from these wealthier schools, and nothing wrong with being a wealthy school, but yeah, it's just a big-time competition.
Oh, yeah. The Dobbins-Bennett Band, for instance, had something like 48 or 50 kids that their only job was to push the props around on the field, which was almost as big as our entire marching band.
Yeah.
So, but our kids handled themselves well, did a great job. In our class, we our percussion section actually finished third in our class, and we were really excited that Mia, our little drum major, ended up first place in our class and actually had the highest score of the entire day for every drum major. So that was a great accomplishment on her part.
Yeah, and a great honor for her. And then you ended the year at North Henderson.
We had a tremendous day in the rain there. Won a grand championship, top band of the day, regardless of class. So that was a great way to end up our season with on a high note, for sure.
Yeah, and just thinking about band, I was telling you before we came on, I didn't participate in the band, but after I got married to my sweet wife, I was at the Western competition before we even had children, and you know, both of my children were fortunate enough to be in the band. So it's just a ton of work, a lot of work that goes into it, and you mentioned Dobbins-Bennett had kids dedicated to pushing
props around
on the field and that kind of stuff. And all that stuff for you and all the materials and the money that really goes into the band, all of that is made possible by a unique set of people. And so we talked about ending the program with you just talking about, you know, the people who make it happen for you at Pisgah High School here. Parents and other people who make it happen for the band.
I would be remiss if I didn't start with the student leadership that I have, the kids who do those things. You know, they apply much like a job interview. They come in and talk with me, ask them questions. They do a good job there. And they have a lot of responsibility to make portions of it a student-led group. I've got uniformed people who deal with that. I've got librarians. It's very much
section leaders, drum majors, the whole works.
Yes, sir. And each one of those people have individual responsibilities for their groups. Of course, you mentioned the parents. I've had a great group of parents who've helped me out. Our band booster group runs our concession stand at each home game Friday night. I had three or four parents who were consistently at all of our rehearsals, helping us set up equipment, practice, moving equipment, because we just can't show up the day of and expect them to know where to put everything. They have to rehearse that almost like the kids.
They practice too, don't they?
They do. They do. So they've been tremendously faithful in that. Miss Barker and the other principals here have been very supportive of our organization, talking with the kids, putting out announcements when we did well, coming in visiting the kids during class. So they've made a very positive atmosphere, and the kids love seeing them, knowing that they're involved and noticing what they're doing. And I do have some other staff people that we actually hire. Many of them are kids who may be in the band at Western Carolina University. Some of them are former students from Pisgah High School who come in and help us with our after-school rehearsals as well. So it's a big-time operation. It's not just a one-man show. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and you've coordinated well. I've been talking with Stephen Parrish, the band director at Pisgah High School, about the great season. I want to thank you for being on the Haywood County Schools Report.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you being on. Wish you well. We know your band will continue to do well. And I certainly enjoyed the show, watched it two or three times here at home games. And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.